Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hope this finds everyone doing well today. It is 2 o'clock on Thursday, October the 1st of 2020, and we would like to convene our meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Let's begin by getting a roll call of our council members. Please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio.
Here.
Jim Willihan.
Here.
Beth Meyer.
Here.
Sorry, we're getting some interference on the line. Paul Martell.
Here.
Darlene Leibel Crowe. Let's give her a minute to get the phone on. Paul Bixney.
This is Darlene. I'm here.
Thank you, Darlene. Allison Klein.
Here.
And Paul is on Marlita because we wrote his name in.
Yeah, I thought I saw it already. That gives us a full quorum. Do we have any guests on the line that have not already been named? Real quickly, we have Rich Monroe, Carlo Hernandez, Janice Young, Larry Schneider, Pete Quintella. Do we have any other guests that would like to be recognized for the recording?
This is Brad Schiffer.
Brad Schiffer.
Emily Balter from Birdsong.
I'm sorry, did not hear your name.
Emily Balter.
Were you with Emily?
I'm with Sanctuary Mimo from Burkow.
Thank you.
Simone Mayer from Sanctuary Mimo.
Please repeat your name.
Simone Mayer.
We're not hearing your first name, Ms. Mayer.
I'm sorry, Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Also with Sanctuary.
Yes, thank you.
Do we have any other guests?
Bill Branning.
I'm sorry, we have a young lady speaking.
Yes, Zenate, R-E-N-A-T-E, Paris, P-A-R-I-S, also with Sanctuary Mimo.
And thank you. Matt. Hamster, also with Sanctuary Mimo.
Thank you. And anyone?
Last but not least, Justin Schultz, Sanctuary Mimo.
Claudia Bush, the Sanctuary Mimo.
Oh, almost last.
Okay, Justin Schultz and Claudia Bush.
Yes.
That's correct.
Anyone else?
So are you asking? My name is Bill Branning. I'm on for item 4. I didn't know. I jumped on the call here while you guys are in the middle of your roll call. Are you just asking for the item 3 attendees or for the whole meeting?
We're asking for all guests on the line, so that would include you. Could you repeat your name, please?
Yes, Bill Branning, B-R-A-N-N-I-N-G.
And Alexandra Klump with Sanctuary Mimo.
Alexandra, what was your last name, please?
Klump, K-L-U-M-P-P.
Thank you. Was Sanctuary?
Yes.
Anyone else?
Did you get J.J. Scott, the architect for Monroe House?
I did not. Thank you very much. Anyone else, please? Okay, I am Marlita Peters. I'm going to help facilitate your meeting today. If the staff would please introduce yourselves that are on the line.
Robert Bimbo.
Bob.
Mo Magani.
Jim Hammer.
Tom Campbell.
Chip Sellers.
Thank you, and I believe that we have, did I hear that we had a court reporter on the line today as well?
She is the transcriber for Ms. Crow. And
okay.
Just to let you know, we've been getting a lot of feedback from Ms. Crow's line, so I have her on mute. I'm going to try and unmute her when it comes to a vote, but if it continues to feedback, then we'll have to put her on mute.
Okay. Do you have a way for her to signal if she wants to speak?
We'll work through it.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. First item of importance is that we need to approve the agenda as posted. If there are no recommended changes, Council.
Marlita?
Yes, please.
Marlita, is this Chip Fellers?
Yes.
One correction, Sanctuary Mimo is in Miami and not Miami Beach.
Thank you very much. Any other corrections or changes? Hearing none, council members, we'd like a vote to approve the agenda as posted or as corrected.
Paul Martel, I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Paul Vecchio, second.
Martel Del Vecchio, all those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of Thursday, July the 23rd of 2020, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
Delvecchio moves to accept the minutes as written.
And Paul Vecchio moves to accept, second that.
Thank you. All those in favor of the minutes, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, our first item today to review is Top Flight Manufacturing Building Waiver Number 481. Mr.
Sullivan? Marita, item number C, there is an item there, Mission Action on August 2020 waiver application. The actions were similar to those of the council at the August meeting, so that's really the report on it.
Okay, thank you, Mo. I'm sorry, I didn't see it lettered. Okay, now for Top Flight Manufacturing. Mr. Sellers?
Robert, did you want to?
I'll do the, sorry. Top Flight Manufacturing Building, waiver number 481. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor office space. This project is new construction. The project is currently under plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor office space. The project consists of a new construction of a manufacturing building with a warehouse on the first floor and offices on the second floor. The building floor area is 13,000 square feet. The floor area of the office space on the second floor is 3,000 square feet. The project estimated construction cost is $700,000. The applicant has submitted an estimate of the national average cost of installing an elevator of $40,000, which is 5.7% of the total project construction cost. The applicant states that the second floor is only 10 feet in height and provides for two means of egress via stairs. Furthermore, according to the applicant's registered design professional, sufficient accommodations are being provided on the first floor for Americans with disabilities. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends denying the request for waiver for further accessibility based on the fact that the project in question is in new construction and the petitioner has not demonstrated that the provisions of vertical accessibility would cause unnecessary, unreasonable, or extreme hardship. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone representing Top Flight on the line that would like to speak with any added comments? Hearing none, council members, back to you for discussion and or motion. Would anyone from the public like to make a comment on this? Council members, it's up to you.
This is Paul Martel. I'd like to move that we, deny the waiver based on the fact that it's new construction.
This is Allison Klein. I second that.
So we have a motion and a second to deny based on new construction. Is there any other discussion by council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to deny, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Item number two, Interstruct Orlando Office, waiver number 473.
All right. The issue is vertical accessibility to the mezzanine. The applicant is requesting a waiver to provide vertical accessibility to the mezzanine of a one-story warehouse with 6,137 square feet. The applicant is renovating an existing warehouse to new business office. The applicant stated that the two owners are the only people occupying the mezzanine space and that the main ground level will be fully accessible and ADA compliant. The project estimated construction cost is $275,981 for the alteration, and $45,133 is being spent on accessible upgrades. The proposed alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical plumbing, new finishes, and fixtures. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates for compliance for vertical access to the mezzanine, which have a total cost of $99,391 and $104,953 for the installation of two lifts and their associated costs. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship with a 52% threshold.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. We have Rich Monroe and Carlo Hernandez on the line representing this property. Would either of you like to make any additional comments that have not been covered?
No, it sounds like we got that covered.
Thank you. Anyone from the public? Hearing none, council members, back to you for discussion and a motion.
This is Allison Klein. I'm wondering how big this second floor mezzanine is going to be and what it's going to be used for.
This is Rich with Interstruct. The second floor mezzanine is for executive offices for myself and my business partner, Ryan, and nothing else. Carla, can you answer the question on the square footage? I don't remember. It's two offices.
Yes. The mezzanine level is in 1,000 square feet, approximately 1,000 square feet.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, council members. Any further questions?
This here is Jada Vecchio. I like to have it explained to me why two more lifts are necessary.
I couldn't really understand that question.
I'd like to have it explained why two lifts are necessary.
Two lifts are not necessary. We got two different quotes to show that we tried multiple different avenues.
Okay, it's just written here in my summary that the installation of two lifts and their associated cost. So,
hey, Joe, this is Lama Guy. Let me explain. It is a requirement of the online application that the petition, that the applicants provide two cost estimates for the vertical accessibility. And we normally take the lowest one when we look at the economic hardship. So that's a requirement of the application, online application and the rule.
Yes, Mo, I truly appreciate that edification. I was just reading it, and it could be interpreted either way, and that's why I was a little bit confused, but I do appreciate that clarification. Thank you.
Anyone from the council with any further questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion for this property.
This here is Joe DelVecchio. I'd like to make a motion that we grant the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Yeah, second.
Mr. DelVecchio and Mr. Bixney, based on economic hardships, you wish to grant. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye. Any opposed? The motion is granted. Now for item number three, Sanctuary MIMO, waiver number 480.
Issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor units. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor offices of a historic two-story church structure built in 1939 with 14,148 square feet. The applicant intends to restore and preserve the architecture of the building as much as possible to the original design and the MIMO subtropical modernism style. The applicant stated that the property was used as a place of worship and then a school before becoming vacant. The renovations include adaptive reuse of the former sanctuary and its mezzanine as an event space and upgrading the existing office, office spaces on the second floor. The project cost to restore and renovate the property is approximately $3 million. According to the applicant, the first level, including the event spaces, will be vertically accessible, and the mezzanine level will be accessible via a new chairlift from the main event space. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of the historic nature of the property.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Now we have seven persons on the line representing Sanctuary MIMO. Would one of you like to make any additional comments?
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, this is Emily Walter from Burkhardt Alphanis Bargaining Happiness, office at 200 South 15 Boulevard. On behalf of Sanctuary MIMO, I'd like to give a very brief presentation and share my screen if possible.
Mr. Hammers, is that possible?
Working on it. You should have it now.
Got it. Can you see my screen? It should be a photo of the site. Okay, great. So as I mentioned, I'm here this afternoon on behalf of the current owner, Sanctuary MIMO, for the property at 7610 15 Boulevard in Miami. Thank you, Chip, Florida. On the line, I'm joined by a great team. We have the owner, Simone Meyer, as well as Justin Schultz and Alexandra Klump from Kadinsky Real Estate, our project managers, design professionals Claudia Bush and Renate Paris, as well as my colleague Matthew Amster. The subject property is located along one of Miami's most traversed corridors, Biscayne Boulevard, between Northeast 76th Street and Northeast 77th Street. It's currently a 14,000 square foot church structure. In 2006, the City of Miami approved the MIMO Biscayne Boulevard Historic District and designated the church as a contributing structure within the district. Pursuant to the designation report for the district, the original church appears mostly intact without any major alterations. One notable feature you can see from the photos is the 49-foot tall vertical tower at the corner. The tower and the lower portion of the facade are clad in a crab orchid stone. The front facade of the church features a uniquely modern continuous eyebrow along the first and second story. Along Biscayne Boulevard, the church features these beautiful arched window details and columns. Additionally, a portion of the roof is sloped. A slope which contributes to this ecclesiastical architecture. The main portion of the building is the sanctuary and the mezzanine seating level. On the west, there is a partial second floor. It was originally used as offices and classrooms. for the church. There's no connection between the second floor and the mezzanine level, and the building currently does not have an elevator. With its subtropical modernism architecture style, the church serves as one of only two houses of worship in this district, and it's been continually utilized since the 2000s, and then it was schools, and then it was offices, overflow offices, and now it's vacant. The owner's goal is to restore this amazing church. This is not new construction. They obtained approvals from the City of Miami's Historic and Environmental Preservation Board for the adaptive reuse of this church as an event space. The first level will be reconfigured to two event spaces, back of house. So this is the first event space, if you can see my mouse. This is the second event space, back of house, and an outdoor terrace area. A new lift will be added from the sanctuary space to the mezzanine level, as well as the existing offices will be updated into a more contemporary office space. The owner intends to restore and preserve the architecture of the church building, maintaining all of those details, the facade treatments, the windows, the openings, the finishes, as close to the original MIMO subtropical modernism style. All effort has been made to provide accessibility to the fullest extent possible. However, the building cannot support a series of ramps and lifts and an elevator to provide access to these second floor offices. A lift or a ramp system would destroy the historic integrity of the sanctuary space, and an elevator shaft and a bulkhead would reconfigure the layout of the interior space and irreparably harm the historical significance of the exterior elevation. To support this, we've included in the record the resolution from the city's board, the historic board approving the design, the city's designation report for this district in which the property is included, as well as a historic concurrency determination from the Department of State Division of Historic Resources that concludes that new construction that new construction of routes and entrances will threaten or destroy the historic significance of this property. In addition to the historic significance of the building, due to the existing layout, it is technically infeasible to provide vertical access to the second floor offices. The structure provides ground floor access to the large open assembly space. There's internal staircases to the mezzanine level, and the access to the second event space and outdoor terrace on the west. Ramps and lifts would not fit in this existing narrow staircase to the offices on the second floor. And there is no connection existing today between the main assembly space and the mezzanine to the second floor offices. And it's not feasible to create this within that layout. We submitted a letter from our design professionals attesting to this. As I mentioned, and as you can see from the screen, all of these red paths show that the entire first level will be vertically accessible. The mezzanine level will be accessible with the new chairlift from the main event space. The proposed plans do the most to ensure that the event spaces, which are what will be open to guests, are accessible. The waiver is necessary in order to carry out these renovations and make use of and restore this beautiful building. For both historic preservation and technical and feasibility reasons, it's impossible to make the second floor space accessible. However, there will be access to all of the event spaces on the ground floor. For that, we're respectfully requesting your favorable recommendation, and my large team and I are available and on the line for questions. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Balter. Anyone from the public with any comments or questions? Hearing none. Council members, any clarifying questions at this time?
This here is Joe. I recommend. First of all, I want to thank the young lady for her thorough explanation in respect to the waiver or the application for waiver. I truly appreciate that. I do have a question. So my understanding is that there was a lot going on. There is a specific a granting of a this building is historical from the view of the state of Florida.
Yes.
That is my question.
Mr. Dovacchio, this is Emily. Yes, we received the historic concurrency determination from the Division of Historic Resources from the state, and that's included in the record.
I truly appreciate that. I'm going to make a motion that we grant the waiver for accessibility on the grounds of historical nature of the property.
Paul, this is second.
Do we have any further discussion by council members? Hearing none, we have a motion and a second to grant based on the historic nature. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. We are now on to item number 4, Redgrave and Rosenthal Office Building Renovation and Addition, waiver number 479.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an office building. The existing office building is a one-story with a floor area of 5,938 square feet. The proposed project will consist of adding a new office space above the existing covered parking area with a floor area of 1,454 square feet. According to the applicant, the occupant load for the new office space, second floor, will not exceed 5 persons, and that such space will not be open to the public. The project estimated construction cost is $902,871, and $341,646 is being spent on accessible upgrades. The applicant has submitted 2 cost estimates for compliance for vertical access to the second floor, which have a total cost of $53,207 and $51,350 for the installation of 2 lifts and their associated costs. The applicant states that the proposed project, as noted above, is in compliance with Exception 3 of Section 201.1.1 of the 6th Edition 2017 Florida Building Code. Accessibility, which provides that vertical accessibility is not required when an occupiable space is not open to the public and houses no more than 5 persons. The applicant alleges that substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied, and that the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver to the extent that it has been made necessary on the grounds that the space will house no more than 5 people and is not open to the public and so does not require vertical accessibility according to the exception specified by Section 553.509, parens 1, and C, Florida statute.
Thank you. Do we have anyone representing Redgrave on the line?
Yes, this is Larry Schneider. We have a PowerPoint presentation to make in regards to this.
Thank you, Larry. Give Mr. Hammers a moment to give you the screen.
Not a problem.
We see your presentation now.
Okay. trying to get it to just go from the slideshow versus all the stuff on the side.
Larry, you've got some feedback on your phone. You might want to turn your volume down on your side just a little bit, please.
Okay, I'm not on my phone. I'm on my computer.
Okay.
You tell me if it's too loud. If not, if so, I can call in.
Try your volume control because you're getting feedback.
All right.
Just a little bit. Should be fine.
Does that help any?
No, but go ahead and start your presentation.
Okay, this is a request for a waiver for vertical accessibility for the Redgrave and Rosenthal office building renovation addition in Delray Beach, Florida. The issue in dealing with is Florida Statute 553-5112 talks about a determination of unnecessary, unreasonable, or extreme hardship provided such waivers shall not violate federal accessibility laws. And also, an applicant identifies a waiver demonstrates for having hardship in accordance with 28 CFR 36.403F1, a waiver shall be granted. In looking at this specific project, we are looking at Florida Statute 553-509(1)(c). Florida statute mandates vertical accessibility to every level, and there are a number of exceptions. If we fall under exception C, occupiable spaces and rooms that are not open to the public and that house no more than five persons, including but not limited to equipment control rooms and projection booths. So this is the section 553-509(1)(c). This is the section of it that dealing with the project cost, but the main issue is that we do not fall under that exception under 553-501(c), no more than five persons. Here's the project drawings. This is the existing first plan, which is fully accessible with designed and constructed accessible, has meeting rooms, waiting rooms, and offices, all for the public to interface with the attorneys and staff in this law firm. This is the second floor that's being put in. Below this is a parking, basically a covered parking area. There are five offices that are going to be installed and constructed here. The offices are only for one per person. They are for their staff person only. No one else is going up there. The public does not interface with anyone on this second floor. Any meeting that these attorneys have to meet with will occur on the first floor in the appropriate meeting rooms. So, the building in question has an addition being proposed to be constructed by the existing parking spaces. The space of this area is 1,454 square feet. It's only for five people. It's only their offices, individual offices. The existing one-story office building is 5,938 square feet. And therefore, based upon the language of the Florida State statutes, the exception of an occupiable space and or rooms that are not open to the public and that house no more than five persons has been demonstrated and a waiver shall be granted. So what we're requesting for is a motion that to the extent a waiver is needed, that it shall be granted. This has happened numerous times in the past where other jurisdictions will not accept the five people or less, for they look at different avenues in the building code which are not applicable to these types of projects. And the Accessibility Advisory Council in the past has granted a waiver to the extent one is required. If you have any questions, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schneider. Anyone from the public with any clarifying questions? Hearing none, council members, back to you. Any further clarifying questions? Would you entertain a motion at this time? Mr. Schneider, Mr. Schneider, would you mute your phone, please? Thank you. If they have a fan on in the room, then it's picking up the motor sound. Mr. Delvecchio, you were speaking?
I thank you. Yes, I was. I'm going to make the motion that given the condition that the space will house no more than five people and is not open to the public and so does not require vertical accessibility according to the exception specified by section 553.5091C Florida statute, that the waiver be granted.
Martel, second.
Mr. Martel, thank you. Council members, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. It will be granted. Item number 5. 119 Grand Avenue Alteration, waiver number 476. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an office with a floor area of 2,250 square feet. The existing building is a residential two-story apartment building that has two apartments on the first floor and two apartments on the second floor. The proposed project is to convert the building to an office building with four offices. Each office will have the existing toilet room modified to be accessible toilet room. The project cost is $136,700 towards alteration, with $67,700 towards accessibility. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical plumbing, new finishes, fixtures, and an accessible ramp. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $29,100 and $29,900 for a lift. The associated cost for installing the lift is $28,400. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship with a 92% threshold.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Anyone from the public with questions or comments? Actually, is there anyone representing this property on the line?
Yes, this is Larry Schneider. We're the representative for the client on this project, and we have a PowerPoint presentation in regards to this waiver application.
Thank you, Mr. Schneider. Mr. Hamrels will get you connected in just a moment.
Again, good morning, council members. We thank you for the time and opportunity to make this presentation. This is in regards to an existing facility building at 119 Grand Avenue, Coral Gables, Florida. The waiver that under this application is in regards to the 20% rule based upon a determination of unnecessary, unreasonable, or extreme hardship. And if the applicant for a waiver demonstrates economic hardship in accordance with 28 CFR Section 36.403F1, a waiver shall be granted. In regards to this issue, we're dealing with a space here. The building in question is a two-story apartment, is an existing two-story apartment building with two units per floor. The project is to take the two existing two-story building that has two apartments on the first floor and two apartments on the second floor, and convert the building to an office building with four offices. Each office will have the existing toilet room modified to be an accessible toilet room. The estimated project budget is $115,000. Of this work, $47,400 is for work that is not associated with the alterations to the primary function areas that would affect accessibility. Therefore, the costs that are associated with the work related to accessibility compliance requirements to meet the 20% rule is $67,700. And the cost for the installation of a vertical platform lift would be $57,500. Section 202.4.1 under disproportionate cost under the Florida Accessibility Code says that basically an owner should not spend more, is not required to spend more than 20% of the cost of the alteration to the primary function areas. It lists out what those costs may be counted as expenditures, costs associated with providing accessible entrance, an accessible route to an altered area, costs associated with making the restrooms accessible, such as installing grab bars, enlarging toilet stalls, insulating pipes, or installing accessible faucet controls, costs associated with providing accessible telephones, such as relocating the telephone to an accessible height, and costs associated with relocating an inaccessible drinking fountain. For the FACBC under section 202.4.2, accessible features, is telling you the order in what you're looking at, and it gives you a recommendation of how to take care of this 20%. One should look at providing at least an accessible entrance, an accessible route to the altered area, an accessible restroom, accessible telephones, accessible drinking fountain. The 2010 ADA standards under 36403, (F)(1)(F), disproportionate, is the same language that's incorporated into the Florida Accessibility Code. So in dealing with that, let's look at the project drawing. Here is the existing building. On the left is the first floor of the apartment building. On the right is the second floor. There are basically, like we said, four units for this project, two up, two down. On the ground floor, they're going to be modified that there will be a ramp up to the first floor, and then the toilet rooms, as you see in the back of the first floor and the second floor for each unit, will be fully modified to become accessible toilet rooms. On the left, on this bathroom plan here, you'll see the existing bathrooms. On the right, you will see the sketches showing you the modifications to the existing two toilet rooms. Looking at the project cost, we've done a breakout for you of the project's cost to explain to you what are items that count and items that don't count for accessibility. When we take a total of the items that do not count towards accessibility, it's $47,400. When we look at the items that count towards accessibility, we're at $67,700. We then look at the cost for the lift of $57,500, and as you can see, with the 20% rule of that balance is going to be $13,000, and the cost towards spent the 20% is $67,000. Therefore, you're looking at the 20% rule, we're up to 59% just on the modifications under the existing building, and if we add the cost with the lift, we're at $73,000. We've also included for you the cost of the lift and what those associated are. The lift cost, structural modifications, electrical modification tree, and associated carpentry to get to those costs. So since the project budget is $115,000, you can deduct $47,400 as costs not related to any modifications as outlined for the requirements of the ADA regulations. Therefore, the real project budget would be $67,700. 20% of that number would be $13,540. The cost towards accessibility elements is $67,700, which far exceeds the required 20% number of the $13,000. Then if you add in the cost for the lift of $57,000, the cost towards providing accessibility would then be $125,200. This far exceeds the 20% requirement. Therefore, based upon the language of the Florida Statute 553.512(1), an economic hardship in accordance with 28 CFR 36403(f)(1) has been demonstrated and a waiver shall be granted. If you have any questions, thank you for your time and presentation ability, and we're here to answer any response questions that you might have.
Oh.
Joe DelVecchio. First, I'd like to thank you for your extensive evaluation. It's always helpful to the committee so that we have a better understanding. And I want to make a motion that we grant the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
This is Darlene. I second it.
Marina, there is a second, so we need to take it.
She seems to be muted now. Justin Vogel.
Take a vote on it then, you know.
Okay. All right, this is Justin Vogel. Until Ms. Peters is unmuted, I'll just take on her role. Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Justin, I'm here. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No problem.
So we have a motion from Mr. DelVecchio, seconded by Ms. Crow, and a grant to based on economic hardship. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. And now we have item number 6, David Goodson, property owner for waiver number 468.
The applicant is requesting a waiver for providing vertical accessibility to the second floor. The applicant is renovating an existing office building to a physical rehabilitation and therapy center. The project construction cost is $116,855 for the alteration and $3,250 being spent on accessible upgrades. The alteration will consist of interior space configuration, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, new finishes, and fixtures. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates for compliance for vertical access to the second floor for a two-story structure, which have a total of cost of $151,000 and $153,000 for the installation of two elevators with their associated costs. According to the applicant, the owner has elected to locate all available services and duplicate on both floors, including restrooms and amenities, negating the need for vertical accessibility to the second floor level for any person with a disability. The applicant elected substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied and the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect owners in general. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone representing this property that has any further comments or questions? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with comments or questions? Council members, back to you for discussion and a motion.
I have a question. This is Allison Klein. It mentions there are the cost for installing two elevators. Is there a need for two elevators versus one, and would it still meet economic hardship with only one elevator?
This is Mo Medani. I think that, again, because the in the rule and in the online application, we do require two cost estimates for the vertical accessibility. Those two numbers is mainly two estimates. However, we're talking about one elevator in this case, not two.
Thank you. Thanks for clarifying that. I thought they were trying to add two elevators.
No.
Okay.
Council members, any further questions? We need a motion then and a second, please.
This is Paul Darlene. Grant the waiver based on financial hardship.
And that's Paul Vixney making the motion?
Yes.
Thank you, Paul. Ms. Crow, would you like to make the second?
Yes, that would be great. I second the motion.
Thank you. Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is granted. We are now at item number 7, Historic Monroe House, waiver number 474.
Issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an office with a floor area of 6,678 square feet. The proposed project is a rehabilitation of a historic home into a mixed-use building consisting of an office space on the first and second floor and the single-family residence efficiency apartment on the third floor. According to the applicant, the occupant load for the office space in the second floor will not exceed 5 persons, and that such space will not be open to the public. The project estimated construction cost is $603,400 and $74,500 is being spent on accessible upgrades. The alteration will consist of interior frame and electrical plumbing, new finishes, fixtures, ADA restrooms, ADA parking, and the addition of a ramp. The applicant has submitted 2 cost estimates for compliance for vertical access to the second floor, which has a total cost of $83,400 and $108,000 for the installation of 2 lifts and their associated costs. The applicant states that the proposed project is noted above in compliance with Exception 3 of Section 201.1.1 of the 6th Edition 2017 Florida Building Code Accessibility, which provides that vertical accessibility is not required where an occupiable space is not open to the public and houses no more than 5 persons. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied and that hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on grounds of economic hardship with a 26% threshold.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Do we have anyone representing this property on the line who would like to make any additional comment?
Yes, ma'am. My name is J.J. Scott. I'm with MLD Architects, project architect on this particular project. I have drawings brought up on my screen if you guys want to take a look at them, but I believe Chip did a good job of explaining everything, so I won't waste your time if you don't need it.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Anyone from the public with additional comments or questions? Hearing none, council members, do we have any clarifying questions from you? If not, we will entertain a motion for this property.
This here is Joe Valverfio. I'd like to make a motion that the Florida State Building Commission grant a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you, Mr. Delvecchio. Do we have a second?
This is Darlene. I second it.
Thank you, Ms. Crow. Any further discussion or questions from council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Do we have any further comment from anyone in the public in regards to our meeting today? Any comment from our council members or staff? Hearing none, we'll take a final roll call. Please answer by saying here, council members. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Jim Mullihan?
Here.
Beth Meyer? Paul Martell?
Here.
Darlene Lavelle Crow?
Here.
Paul Bixney?
Here.
Allison Klein?
Here.
And Beth, did I hear you pipe in?
Yes, I'm sorry. It took a, there was a delay in my muting. Unmuting. I'm here.
Thank you. I hope you all have a good afternoon, and thank you for this meeting. It is now adjourned.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank